China says it will hit back at nations with COVID restrictions on its travelers. Let us dig a little bit deeper here. Joining us live is Bloomberg's Beijing Bureau editor, Philip Glemmon. Thank you, Philip, for making time with us. I appreciate it. What I'm seeing is that Beijing is saying that the restrictions, which are coming from a lot of places now, are not based on science. Is that it?
Yeah, good morning from Beijing. That's about the size of it. The virus has been a political issue in China from the very beginning. And of course, Xi Jinping made stamping out COVID-19 a priority and a signature policy of his over the past few years. So these countries putting up, restrictions as China sees them is really irking the Chinese government. They've stepped up their propaganda, and they're complaining over the past few days about this. And so far, that's kind of where we're at. They haven't really laid out any sort of specific countermeasures that they're going to take, or any sort of, or even named any of the countries that they're especially annoyed with.
I was going to ask that. What form of retribution could it take? I mean, what could they do at this point? Travelers in, they don't want that. I mean, they could reach the potential in Beijing of digging a deeper hole, couldn't they?
Yeah, this is one of those disputes that right now you might think could escalate. It probably won't. China is very clever about these things. It has a way of ramping up the rhetoric. And then in a few days' time or in a, sometime down the road, this could all just sort of go away. It could, require tests to enter China on some countries, things like that. But it doesn't really seem like something that China would let get too far out of control.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the U.S. says there's no need for it, says protecting its citizens, and that it is a smart science. Meanwhile, we're running a story on Bloomberg today that the current COVID surge in Shanghai is again putting major stresses on crematoriums. What do we know?
Crematoriums and emergency rooms, the ones that we visited and the videos that we see on social media, they've been pretty busy. And so what it looks like, and we have to guess because the Chinese government doesn't put out data anymore on the number of people who are sick or dying of COVID. And so it does look like, as you might expect with Omicron, that elderly people and people with underlying health conditions are passing away. And so we've seen crematoriums get busy. We've seen people have, we've talked to people who have said that they have had, difficulty getting a loved one who passed away from their house to the crematorium because the crematoriums are busy. So one person said that a body had to wait in their home for 5 days. So it's a little bit of a struggle that China is dealing with right now. It's tricky to get the full picture of it because the government isn't, when we visit crematoriums or we ask for this data, they don't provide the data, and they're telling us to leave the crematoriums or funeral homes or what have you. So it's really tough to get a clear picture, but so far that's what we're seeing.
All right, a lot of legs on this going forward. Philip, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Beijing Bureau Editor for Bloomberg, Philip Glemmon.